Hello and welcome everyone to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford Signet. She's one of our sponsors, of course. And let me see. Good morning. I've lost my spot. Welcome, Erin. And what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jan, and thank you very much for having me today. And I thought that today we might talk about one of my absolute favourite travel destinations worldwide, and that's Siem Reap in Cambodia, which is in Southeast Asia.
Okay, well, that sounds intriguing. Now, Erin, can you tell me and our listeners a little bit about this intriguing destination? I've heard of Cambodia, of course, but yes, I haven't heard of Siem Reap.
Yeah, of course, Jan. Well, Siem Reap, it's a resort town in the northwestern area of Cambodia, and it's the gateway to the ruins of Angkor, the seat of the Khmer Kingdom from the 9th until the 15th centuries. Yeah, so there's a lot of history there. It's Angkor's vast complex of intricate stone buildings includes, of course, Angkor Wat, which is the main temple. It's the Cambodian, it's actually on the Cambodian flag. And you've also got the Bayan Temple at Angkor Thom. And really, Siem Reap, it's such a tourist mecca of it is the tourist mecca of Cambodia in my eyes. It has colonial and Chinese style architecture in the old French Quarter and around the old market. And in the city, there's museums, there's Apsara dance performances, Cambodian cultural villages, souvenir handicraft shops, silk farms, rice paddies in the countryside, you know, fishing villages, and it's all near the Tonle Sap Lake. So it's really a vibrant, cosmopolitan, you know, tourist mecca in my eyes.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating destination, Erin, and very exciting too, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
And can you let us all know why Siem Reap is such a tourist mecca in your eyes? Because you've been there, obviously.
Yeah, I have. And, you know, it really is such a fascinating place, Jan. And honestly, it is... Siem Reap is the liveliest Southeast Asian city I've ever visited, and I've been to quite a few.
You have, yes.
You know, there's different sights and smells and sounds at every turn, from the majestic temples, as I mentioned earlier, and the ruins of Angkor Wat, and the beauty of Ta Prom, which is where the trees wrap themselves around the temple ruins, and it's also where Angelina Jolie's movie Tomb Raider was filmed. You know, to the hustle and bustle of Pub Street, which is just near the local old central markets, where you can try some Cambodian delicacies like fried tarantula and cockroaches and snake kebabs. So there's, you know, there's plenty of culture and history in the many museums that call Siem Reap home, and as I said, you can also watch some traditional Apsara dance performances with their beautiful colourful costumes and their really tall headrests or headgear. So it's really such an amazing city, although it is very tropical. It has quite a wet climate with temperatures that rarely go under 25 degrees every day of the year. So, yeah, if you're looking for a warm weather destination, Siem Reap in Cambodia just might be for you.
That might be for me. Well, seeing as though Siem Reap is in Southeast Asia and is quite a warm city, let's get Billy Idol to sing his great track, Hot in the City. As we're talking all things Cambodia, let's go with Billy Idol.
Tonight. tonight. Don't be no fun, don't forget you're young on a hot summer night. Sometimes someone you're not, don't wait to see what you got. I'm a train when I'm hating fall. You lay right down now. I'll ride until your head breaks.
Welcome back to our travelling, talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford segment. And today we are talking about Siem Reap in Cambodia. I've learned a lot already. It's amazing. Now, Erin, our segment is never complete unless we talk about the local food and wine.
Yes.
Of a destination. So can you let our listeners know what local food and drink they can expect in Siem Reap, apart from the cockroaches and
well, yes. So if the local delicacies of tarantula, yes, cockroaches and snakes are not your thing,
no,
because they're not necessarily my thing either, you can always opt for a more traditional Cambodian barbecue, which is really a lot of fun.
Yep.
So it's where you get to cook your own meat and seafood and vegetables at the table.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
So they bring like a gas stove and all the ingredients, and everybody, you know, pitches in with chopsticks, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a very family style way of eating out, very Cambodian.
Yes.
And you've got Pub Street in Siem Reap, which is full of some fantastic local eateries and restaurants, and of course, as the name suggests, pubs. Yes. And these pubs, they offer cocktail hour daily, where you can get some lovely tropical cocktails.
Sounding like me.
Yes, which, you know, it's very refreshing. And you can also have a try of the local Angkor beer on tap, which, again, is really nice and refreshing after a hot, humid day exploring the temples. But yeah, Cambodian cuisine, it's really a mix of distinctive local flavours like pastes that are made from herbs and spices, a lot of salted fermented fish,
right,
which gives that saltiness, and fresh native ingredients such as Cambodian green giant eggplant and water mimosa. And they can result in some really true culinary adventures of taste, textures and aromas. And some of their well-known dishes include, and please forgive my pronunciation before we go any further, but yeah, some of their well-known dishes that I've tried on my trips include Prah Hok, which is a fish-based dish. And many of the fish that's actually eaten in Cambodia are freshwater fish from the Tonle Sap Lake and River, and also from the Mekong, because they're very close.
Yep.
And dried salted fish, they're also usually a favourite with just a plain rice porridge.
Yep.
And there's another popular Khmer dish called amok, which used kind of like a catfish, which is steamed. It's in like a savoury coconut curry.
Wow, that sounds good too.
Yeah, and satays, yes. Like chicken satays, yep. and meat satays. They're also very popular, as are Cambodian egg or spring rolls.
Well, I'm not sure about some of the local delicacies, but Erin, can you tell us a little bit about your own personal extra travel experience in Siem Reap?
Yeah, certainly, Jan. So, as I've said a fair bit throughout today's segment, I've been fortunate enough to travel to Siem Reap in Cambodia a few times now, and I really would not hesitate in going back again for even more visits in the future. Mm-hmm. My favourite thing to do in Siem Reap, because it's such a little bustling city or town, is to jump in a tuk-tuk,
which are
everywhere. And it usually will cost you no more than $5 for a ride. And I like to take a little ride around town and around the central markets and along the river just to once again get my bearings to remember and to know where everything is. And also to take in all the sounds and smells and amazing sights that Siem Reap has to offer. It's really quite special to do sort of at sunset as well, to do that little tuk-tuk ride just as the lights are coming on around town.
Beautiful.
But yeah, I've travelled through Cambodia by river cruise and also by organised tour, and both experiences were equally amazing. And as Siem Reap sits on the banks of the Tonle Sap River, which flows into the Mekong Delta, it's the perfect place really to start a river cruise.
Beautiful.
And you know, hand on heart, river cruising in Asia is nothing like river cruising in Europe. The experience in Asia for me is such more of a cultural experience where the people and their stories and the history make your time so special. You know, and I really find the Cambodian people to be the most warm and welcoming and just absolutely humble people I've ever met. Their resilience and their courage is really something to be in awe of. And Siem Reap actually is ranked in the top 10 for the best destinations lists, which gets produced by different entities such as TripAdvisor, Wanderlust and Travel and Leisure magazines. So, I really would urge everyone to get over there and experience this amazing destination for themselves. As you can hear, I'm very passionate about it.
Oh, look, you are indeed. It's been a great segment today, Erin, and really great talking to you about the fascinating destinations to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've stirred some interest in our listeners.
Yeah.
Out there to visit this Southeast Asian destination. And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427, station sponsor, or email the station at admin@psrfm.org.au. Or you can Google Erin Beckford, what we'll be talking about during our next segment.
Yeah, thank you for today again, Jan. And our next Talking Travel segment, we will be talking about coach touring holidays versus self-driving holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, and that segment will be on Wednesday the 13th of March at the same time, just after 10:30.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have some very special messages now. So I'll see you then, Erin.
Thank you.
Bye for now.